Hi, this is Ed Burns for the Talking Data podcast. I'm here, as usual, with Jack Vaughn from Search Data Management. And Jack, I know you were recently following some Microsoft news. They just had their big Ignite and Build conferences, and it sounds like there were some pretty interesting developments that came out of both those conferences, centering around data and the cloud, and generally what Microsoft has in store for its cloud offering. So why don't you tell us a little bit?
At Ignite, and earlier at Microsoft's Build conference in San Francisco, Ignite, by the way, was in Chicago, there was a bounty of SQL Server news, and again, it was tied to, in some cases, to Azure Cloud. The company discussed its upcoming Azure SQL data warehouse, and one of the interesting aspects of that, now that works with their Hadoop product. They also announced a data lake. They also work with other people's Hadoop products, Cloudera and Hortonworks. And attached to all that, they have their own machine learning libraries. And again, aimed at the Microsoft folks, the attempt is to make it as easy as possible to do machine learning. That can be a thing now where you have to go out and get some pretty sophisticated programmers, data scientists working in Python, working in R. But they're certainly moved beyond the spreadsheet. We know that at this show, they showed the first fruit of their purchase of the company, Revolution Analytics. Nevertheless, Ed, the company is playing catch-up with Amazon, who came out with Redshift Data Warehouse about 3 years ago. That's a columnar database. It's pretty sophisticated. One of the big differences, would say, between Amazon and Microsoft, and IBM and HP for that matter, is that Amazon is really about the cloud. So where Microsoft and IBM can say, here, you can put this in the cloud, you can put this in your data center, use the same tools you're already familiar with to manipulate the two, that's what they're going after. But cloud aside for a moment, they're looking to put columnar capabilities into SQL Server. That was something that they discussed at the Chicago Ignite event. Upcoming in SQL Server 2016, we're expected to see stretch database technology that lets people dynamically move transactional data from a data center to the Azure cloud and query it as needed. So again, that plays to their objective to have a hybrid cloud approach. I'm still waiting to see what kind of analytic capabilities they can bring to their data warehouse. For their users, the timing may be right. And I think I should mention Build, which had a lot of development news. Again, the company seems to continue to try and open up its programming paradigms so that you can use a variety of languages.
Well, yeah, it sounds like some interesting news. I mean, especially anytime you start talking about ways of simplifying machine learning and putting it in the cloud so it's a little more adaptable, that definitely gets my attention. So something we'll have to keep an eye on for sure going forward. Thanks for giving us the recap of the two conferences, and thanks to our listeners for joining us on this edition of Talking Data.